This is The View from Pluto. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz, IdeaStream Public Media. A Cleveland sports legend was recently honored with the Baseball Hall of Fame's Ford C. Frick Award, but most fans today likely don't know the name Jack Graney. Graney spent 14 years playing for Cleveland's baseball team beginning in 1908. The award honors the two decades he spent as the team's radio broadcaster beginning in 1932. IdeaStream Public Media sports commentator Terry Pluto joins me. Terry, you happened to notice that Jack Graney was receiving this award, and you realized you didn't know a whole lot about him.
I knew he was a broadcaster, but that was it. There's a story here, because if I don't know, I doubt very few people do.
And he has a lot of firsts to his credit. The first player turned radio broadcaster. He was the first player to put a number on the back of his jersey. The first player to face Babe Ruth.
Yeah, as a pitcher, when Babe Ruth came up as a pitcher. And the reason he had the number on his jersey in 1916, Cleveland was the first baseball team to decide to put numbers on the jersey, and he was always the leadoff hitter. So that's why, for example, the first to face Babe Ruth starting his first big league game, Graney leads off, he's the first one to do it. But as there's a guy with the Cleveland Guardians now named Jeremy Fedor, and he's kind of like their team historian and does a lot of work in the publicity department. He wrote what he called the white paper on Graney and got the Hall of Fame to seriously consider him and get him in. And as he said to me, he said, well, right now we talk about the first ball player turned broadcaster or first guy to face Babe Ruth. That's trivia. It's not why he should be in. And I said, okay, so why should he be in? And he said, if you think how Tom Hamilton is popular today with the baseball fans of Cleveland, that was Graney during his 21 years as the broadcaster. Only maybe even more so because when he went from 1932 to 1953, Amanda, hardly any games were on television. Hardly anybody had a TV.
Yeah, and so he had this knack for describing the game even though he wasn't there.
Right. He came out of the era of recreating road baseball games. So they would sit in a radio studio with old WHK in Cleveland with the Western Union ticker coming, and it would say, you know, Babe Ruth doubles to left field. And all of a sudden, you know, Graney would kind of set it up. There's a ball to Ruth. They go, whack, he'd hit the table. Go, there's a double down the left field line. There goes Ruth chugging into second base. Now, remember, he played 14 years in the big leagues. He'd been to Yankee Stadium or Boston Fenway Park. So he could talk about the wind, the sun, whatever it is. He'd get the weather report off the wire, but he wasn't there. But he'd try to make you feel there. And besides, if he was a little off, it wasn't as sunny as he said it was. I mean, who knew?
Yeah, he really was popular with the fans. And the fans especially loved Jack Graney's dog, who became part of the team.
Yes, Larry the dog, a terrier. Well, during the game, the dog was in the dugout with the team. They had Larry train 90% of the time to make sure he could go get the foul balls. Because, by the way, they didn't like fans to get the balls. They cost money, as they would say back then. So he'd bring the ball back, they'd wipe it off, and he'd go back and play. But once in a while, Larry got a little bit too excited and went after a ball.
And one time, Jack Graney rode a horse into the outfield.
They were playing an exhibition game, and Graney looks past the outfield fence and he sees a groundskeeper on a horse. So in the seventh inning, he just hopped the fence, got out there, took the steed onto the field in the left field, just kind of stood out there for a while with the horse. You know, he was Mr. Cleveland Indian back then. The players came and went, the managers came and went. You know, Irish Jack was around.
He died in 1978 at the age of 91. It's great that he is being honored in the Hall of Fame. Jack Graney, a piece of not only Cleveland history, but baseball history.
When you talk about the 20s when he was a player and before that, and the 30s and 40s when he's broadcasting, think about it. Baseball was the king of sports. There was really hardly any pro basketball or football to think of or talk about. Baseball and boxing were it. When you were the radio voice of your baseball team, you were really a big celebrity.
Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.